what would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might wanna stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
The night when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Yeah. All right, John Forward's here. The phone is ringing already. I'm gonna try to answer it. Hello?
Oh, hi there.
Hi.
Have I come through to 107.3?
You have.
Awesome. Hi. I was wondering who I could speak to in regards to having someone on your show.
On this particular show?
Yeah, what show is currently on right now?
This is St. John Forward Radio, has just begun. It's one of the top shows on the station.
Huh, yeah. the lady I'd like to have on, she's like absolutely phenomenal. Her work revolves around really empowering and inspiring people to understand the point of creation of their ailment, stress, anxiety, and depression.
Okay.
Although it sounds quite heavy, it's actually very light and edutaining, we call it. I was just wondering if it's something we can arrange to have.
This is a talk show. I have guests on, so that seems like something that that would be interesting. My name is John Forward with no H. If you want to find me on Facebook and shoot me a message, and we can set something up.
Let me do that just now. Do you have time, or should I write this down? Let me write this down. I'll take up your time, John.
Sure.
What did you say your surname was?
Forward. Forward.
Like that, okay. Awesome. Have you got quite a specific Facebook photo?
Well, there's one with me smiling, and there's blood splatters across it.
Oh, good. Easy to find then.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'll shoot you a message on Facebook.
Okay.
What information would you like me to put in there, John?
Just anything that you can think of, just so if there's any links to anything relevant that I could take a look at, or just more information is better than not enough.
Okay, perfect. I'll do my best to put something together, and hopefully we'll do something in the coming week.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Well, how about that? St. John Forward Radio, booked a guest. Okay, so St. John Forward Radio, you're here, and I'm John Forward. That was just a phone call from somebody. That should be interesting. Anyway, let's get the show started. That was weird. Happy Designated Canada Day, everybody, sort of. It's Monday, July 2nd. Just getting into it. Had a good Canada Day weekend. Friday was supposed to shoot some Hard Times, but the weather did not cooperate. We were going to redo it today, but the people involved did not cooperate. So I had time to check out Chuckles on Friday. That was a fun show. I'm just that whole thing just threw me off. Anyway, I'm a comedian. I'm talking about comedy show at Chuckles. Anyway, started out weird. It eventually came around, and it was a good time. Saturday, May, my dear wife, she went up to her family camp with sisters and cousin. I stayed home and mostly played Dark Souls all day, so it was a great time had by all. She came back after supper, and we just had a nice hangout at home, watched some TV, caught up on some Westworld and some Jessica Jones. Sunday morning, got up early to go down to the city market. Dave Kirkpatrick, a comedian that was in Chris Trotter's last comedy class with Pregina Maskey and Steph Savage, he had asked me on Friday if... he works for the city market, and he asked me if I wanted to be the town crier in the Canada Day reenactment that they do every year. So I said that sounds like fun. I went down. You can see it on Facebook. Wayne Long, who is some sort of local politician, I don't know who he is. I know the name, but he has a video of that. So he said it wouldn't take long, and it would be printed out, so I didn't have to memorize anything. Just got up early and went to get a coffee at Rogue, and wearing my brand new No Jokes Barred t-shirt, available from tpublic.com/user/JohnForward, I think. So I thought that they were going to have some sort of town crier outfit for me to wear, but they did not. So good enough. I was up there in my little shorts and my No Jokes Barred t-shirt, which I read my thing, and now there's presumably a No Jokes Barred logo in behind Don Darling's head and all of the pictures and videos of the event. So some good free advertising there. Or bad, who knows. So when it was done, walked around King Square Hoarder Expo. Look at all the wares, the boxes of old VHS tapes, overpriced old video games that they just keep lugging out to these things month after month, and maybe somebody's buying them. But anyway, so I mowed the lawn in the afternoon. We went to Deadpool, and then we met up for a nice romantic dinner with our pal RF Hussein. And so today I was off work. We went to the beach, and then we're back and working on the show. Summer Beef 2017 Part 6. You've all been waiting for Lord. It. So to catch up, anyway, a special needs kid I was assigned to at my job last summer was a bit of a nightmare to work with. Not quite as bad as his younger brother. Mine was more of a psychological pain, although he did shiv me with a broken CD. The other guy who had his brother experienced a different kind of pain. He got punched in the testicles multiple times in the same day, I recall. He was just completely bowled over in pain, which it is painful to get clocked in the crotch, but I think he was playing it up a little bit. The young boys have sensitive genitalia. This was a 2018-year-old. Yeah, he had just graduated 12th grade, doing the same job for the same pay as me. And so it was a bad scene, but not for my 22-year-old supervisor. She could not wait to spring into action on that one. She had definitely taken some sort of course on how to safely restrain children, and she could not wait to try out some moves. So she had this 10-year-old boy pinned down to the ground in no time. Kind of on top of him with her shins, like, pinning down his arms. Huge smile on her face the whole time. It was super creepy. At one point, this little dance makes its way to the bench out in front of the building, and she's got some weird version of a full Nelson, and this little kid is just chewing on her arm, just biting it like a rabid dog, and you would think that getting bit by a child would wipe the smile off her face, but no, her smile grew bigger than I thought was possible. And she's restraining / getting bit by this child, she's got her phone out taking selfies. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It seems like it wasn't like a, yeah, this is a fun time kind of thing. It seemed like it was more of a, I got you now. I got visual confirmation of me being bit. You're in so much trouble, and I'm loving every minute of this. But from what I could see, she was following some sort of protocol, aside from the just the evil Joker grin on her face. It creeped the hell out of me and everybody else, although physically I don't think anything was beyond the realm of protocols. At some point later in the summer, that same kid had run off, and our boss had just told the supervisor just to call the cops and just tell them that a kid has flown the coop and let it be their problem. But instead, she goes on a manhunt, which I get roped into because the other brothers are following her around going after her brother. And big surprise, the whole situation ended with another smiling 22-year-old supervisor restraining the kid on the ground again. And most people given the out to just hand the situation over to the police, and this was like the Rosse police. Nobody was going to be getting shot down or anything. Most people would choose to not take the climbing on top of the kid again to calm him down option, if that's on the table. But anyway, not a fun summer. All this stuff was going on all the time. At one point, midsummer, two out of the three brothers that were my kid and the nut puncher, and then there was the younger one that nobody was paying for to have a helper, so he didn't get one. Two of them were going to be out of town or something on vacation, and my boy, they were bringing over to another location just to try things out. So I was going to be there without this kid for a week, and I thought that I was getting kind of a break. As much as I'm making this whole experience sound awful, there were pockets of good times. I liked a lot of the other kids at the camp. Mine was just kind of a pain in the butt. But I didn't really have much of an opportunity to interact with the other kids much because, you know, the kid I was with was so antisocial. So lots of time just hanging around this one kid whose goal was just to break me, I think. But I had some good chats with some other kids, turned a couple of frowns upside down, had brief glimpses of like, hey, maybe I'm good at this, and I'm just not good at this particular version of it. But anyway, for a couple hours on the Monday morning with the boys all gone, I got to actually play some soccer baseball with the kids. Everybody was having fun. And just three out of like 40 kids can just really drag down the whole group. It was a completely different dynamic without these three kids there. And of course, my good pal Jen sees that I'm having a good time, and so is another girl working there, Meredith. She's one of the counselors that Jen also didn't like because she was out sick for a week or something. So one day she just writes down a list of chores for Meredith and I to do. I'll get into the particulars of the list on the next part, but she didn't even tell us about the list. She just kind of takes everybody out for the day and just writes down this stuff and puts it on like a corner in the kitchen that we just happened to find. And we got to it, got started on the list. Tuesday, working away at the list. Last kid gets picked up at 5:30. Usually, the parents have until 6 to pick up their kids, and there's usually one or two that will leave it to the absolute last minute, which I don't blame them. But this day everybody was picked up by 5:30, and so it was me and Meredith, a couple of other people that came over from the main location to fill in for the week because some other people were off, and everything was cleaned up and put away. All four of us were packing up our stuff and heading out the door at about 5:40. And you want to not point the microwave at your book bag while you're rummaging?
I thought it was off. I'm sorry. One of the headphones is out. I can't hear very well.
Oh, all right.
Pardon me.
We'll ameliorate. I'm not speaking
That's not
properly.
A word.
It's not. So anyway, we left a little bit early. I had to pick up my cat Tachikoma, bring him over to the vet. I don't remember what was wrong. Do you remember what we were going to the vet last summer about? I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
No, I don't remember.
So at about 6:05, I'm in the car with the cat, and my phone rings, and it's my dear supervisor, and it's after 6. I'm officially off the clock, so I was driving, so I ignored it. Got home later, checked my email, and found out just what that phone call was all about. But you're going to find out about it next week in part 7.
Oh my god, a cliffhanger.
I know. What could the email possibly be? I've already hinted at the chores list. We love a good list here on St. John Forward Radio. But for now, we've got the aforementioned dear wife, May Wonderful.
Here I am.
Here it
just
is.
Rummaging away.
Celebrating 12 years of romance, sort of, this weekend is our anniversary.
Yeah.
We had our nice sort of anniversary dinner with RF last night.
I don't think he knew it was.
No, he didn't. I didn't want to bring it up and make him feel bad. We invited him out. It's not like he horned in on our romance. We had a fun time. We didn't do like traditional, just, you know, other stuff. We just had fun together and spent some time together. And there's other people allowed to be around for that.
Well, I think too, we still RF like
weirded out a little bit when we started like giving each other hand jobs under the table.
Well, I mean, I think that was mostly just because he, you know, felt left out.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of rubbed on him with my foot a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You know, well, it did what it did, but I don't think he finished. So anyway, we're going to be back with some more. I've talked on stage about, I think our mayonnaise origin story is kind of an interesting tale, and I've given my version of it on stage, and I thought it would be nice to get the female perspective on our whirlwind romance, but for now, we're going to hear some Buck 65, 463 on St. John Forward Radio. Now that we know that the phone works, maybe you can call in later, 648-5925.
Today, wondering lost, is true what they say, and who is to blame? TV and magazines, they'd have you believe every day is Halloween. Why, when I was a kid, playing in the ditches, living in fear of Satan and the witches. The whole world was made of wood and smelled like gasoline. The days were at least twice as long and the grass was green. Running from my life, I was cursed by a talking snake. I'd walk all day and throw rocks across a bottomless lake. There was a killer in the woods who would whistle. Once in a while I could hear him shoot his pistol and the other kids hated me. But like a martyr I drove myself harder and harder. Blood in my eyes, scrubbing to get the dirt off. I didn't say much, didn't like to take my shirt off. Was quick, but I didn't know the meaning of pain yet. I'd visit Father Bob and he would show me his train set. Tell me a story, offer me a glass of milk. Send me on my way with a question to ask myself. The rain didn't bother me, the search had meaning. Church was good, but I'd rather be dreaming. High speed horseshoes, harnesses, and heavy string. Problem is today they got an answer for everything. 463, an X, an O, and I can't think of a better way to end the day. 463, a punch, a kick, and I can't think of a better way to end the day. 463, a yes, a no, and I can't think of a better way to end the day. 463, it's life, death, and I can't think of a better way to end the day. Learning the words, turning the double play, doing some damage in my own subtle way. I've been all over, I've seen too much. I no longer feel the need to rush. I'm upside down, I'm inside out. Broken glass all in my mouth. Cut wide open, and everybody knew why. Cause when it comes to rocking something fierce, do I. 463, an X, an O, and I can't think of a better way to end the day. 463, a punch, a kick, and I can't think of a better way to end the day. 463, a yes, a no, and I can't think of a better way to end the day. 463, it's life, death, and I can't think of a better way to end the day.
back on St. John Forward Radio. I'm John Forward, and I'm, you're all screwed up?
No, the headphones, I had them all tangled.
It is one cord. It's hard to keep straight.
Yeah, but it's curly.
Fair enough. Don't curly shame. Oh, we're here with May Wonderful in the studio.
Hello.
Did you have a nice 12-year anniversary weekend?
I loved it. I had a great time. I did all of the things that I like to do. I laid on the couch.
Nice.
I went to a flea market, had coffee, and we hung out.
We went to the beach.
We did, yeah. Went to the beach. I got to go swimming twice.
Nice.
It was good.
Well, I was swimming in Dark Souls the first time that you were out.
That's nice.
I finished it off this weekend.
You sure did.
Anniversary weekend and finished off Dark Souls Remastered.
It.
Oh yeah. So
that's great.
So all these years, I've told my version of the story mostly on the Hoveland show that we did at the Fringe Festival a couple of years ago, and a few odds and ends here and there. But let's get the May perspective. I guess we went to the same high school. I don't know if we ever met when we were in high school. Do you have any recollection of me while we were?
You were on the tech crew for Richard III.
Yeah, that's right. The Shakespearean play in grade 12.
I definitely was sarcastic and condescending to you while you were there.
I don't remember any of
I always was to the tech people because I thought I was a
and I wasn't
a big
like
deal.
Nerdy tech crew like with electronic stuff. It was like physical stage moving and screwing things in, and I put little handles on the stage to pull everything away.
I had to get up on like a platform thing. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I had to get up on a platform thing, and it wasn't built right, so one of the guys always had to be standing underneath holding the platform up.
I don't remember that.
So, but, well, then that wasn't you then.
No. So, I was just...
I think I know who it was, but I don't want to say the name over the radio.
Is his name Andrew?
Yeah.
Could have been.
Yeah.
No specific recollection. I remember just the weird goth girl that would drag her dolly around on the floor.
I never drug him on the floor.
What?
People
you didn't
say
have
that
him on a leash and
no,
just
that
pulled
was
him around?
Not that wasn't me. There's a couple people who have said that to me, but it wasn't me. Can you see me having drugged Twiggy around on the floor?
Yes.
No, I would never have done that.
Okay. All right. Maybe not.
No, it wasn't.
I'll take
me.
Your word for it. So, there is video footage of you putting your hands in the air and waving them like you just don't care during an FC crosswalk performance. I don't think that we ever spoke or anything in high school.
I don't think so.
So I think the first time that we hung out was probably that time at the exhibition, you and Leanne. What do you remember about that night?
I think we started out the night looking at X-Files cards.
No, I think we met.
Was that
there.
A different night?
Yeah. And X-Files cards? There was magic cards.
Yeah, there was magic cards, but then there were X-Files.
I don't
some kind of an
X-Files
card
like trading
game.
Cards or a game?
No, like a game, okay. But it was mixed in, and we were trying to figure out what the game was. And
I
then,
do not recall that.
Yeah, maybe you weren't there. A bunch of people were there.
This is going to be a whole show of just misremembered combined memories.
Yeah.
One person will remember something and the other person says it didn't happen.
And then, I remember you at least picked us up. You drove us in your station wagon, at least to the exhibition. I remember that part. And Leanne, I think, met us there.
Okay. I thought that you both arrived together. Not that it matters.
Yeah, maybe we did. I don't know. It was a long time ago.
So, we were all messed up, and, do you remember the thing with the hammer, where
no.
Dave K was, it's in my bit, but...
Oh, yeah, I do.
Well,
yeah.
What do you remember?
I just remember that he was trying to impress us, maybe, and it didn't really work out. It was funny.
Okay.
And was there a carny laughing at him, possibly?
Well, Dave was hitting the thing with the hammer to make the bell ring, but the carny was trying to convince us to also show what manly men that we were.
And oh, was, yeah.
Yeah, and
was,
you
were
yeah.
biting.
Nope, she was trying to penis shame us, and yeah, it did not work. I think somebody asked for a free hit, and she said that if she gave us a free hit, that her boss would give her a free hit.
Yeah.
But what, do you remember anything about me? Just the glint in my eyes?
Honestly?
Nothing.
Well, to be fair, that was me and Dave's first date.
Okay.
So I was kind of on a date with someone else at the time.
I thought that happened later. I thought that was the initial spark of it.
No, this was like the hangout, I think. Yeah, you're right. We weren't really together then yet.
I think this was just a hangout, and then based on that, we ended up with the...
But we kind of knew that we liked each other, and... But I remember at the time thinking that, like, oh, hold on, don't be too hasty, because you were funny, too. But you were more of a loose cannon.
How so?
I don't know. You just kind of... You really...
Mouthing off to carnies?
Yeah, you were doing stuff to get laughs.
Laughing hysterically at the sign that said, no, we do not accept Canadian Tire money.
Yeah, like, it was a lot like a more raw version of how you are now, like...
No jokes barred.
Yeah, pretty much, but, like, taking it further. Just, you wanted to make people laugh.
Okay. So that was probably like 2002, and then after that,
a long time ago,
you got together with my friend Dave, and I was
actually you're right. It would have been about a month later that we got together.
Yeah, that was August. It was the exhibition. Then I went to school in Fredericton that September, and you got together with my friend Dave. But we still you became part of the group, and I would come down to visit every now and then and hang out with the whole crew. So what's the deal? Well, we had the magic card night.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember you telling me, well, again, we were all messed up, and I was looking at magic cards, and I think you had told me that you thought it was really adorable that I had all these little piles of cards around me.
Yeah. You just had little piles around you, and I don't know what your criteria was, but you were arranging them into little...
It was mostly just I had a big pile, and I was looking through them, and then somebody would say something to me, and I'd put them down and have a conversation.
Well, it was funny.
And then I would pick up the main pile again and keep flipping through them until somebody
I think sometimes you were picking up like piles you'd already looked through too.
Could be.
Seemed confused.
I was on the LSD at the time.
Uh oh.
And so yeah.
I remember too, one time we were at, I don't know, Kaylin's or somebody's place, just the regular hangout. And you were making fun of me, and I was really mad at you.
What was I making fun of you about?
Oh, who knows? Like, just that I was a drunk idiot, being a dum-dum.
I don't think I noticed that at the time.
And
I don't remember ever thinking that.
Okay. Well, you definitely were making fun of me, but you were doing it to get laughs from other people. You made fun of everybody, but I don't know. It made me really
Roastmaster John.
Yeah, I didn't like it, and I was mad at you. Oh. And then... I think you were with Ryan when he threw a wet paper towel on me when I was trying to sleep.
No, I heard about that, but no, I was not involved in that situation.
I was really mad about that.
You lived in the... Well, tell us about your living arrangement at the time.
I lived in a townhouse referred to as the flop house at the time because people just... There were five of us that paid rent there.
In the rifle range.
Yeah, and it was like... There was nothing. It was a great area, and we walked to Big Daddy's in the grocery store, and the house was nice. It was all redone, but we just destroyed it. Like, we didn't. It was awful. It was just five people who had never been out of their parents' house before, and the rent was like $100 each.
Yeah.
And we always would end up with like one rotating roommate who quickly realized the huge mistake they had made and never stayed long. And just, yeah.
Yeah, so there was lots of partying, and old May was working a job, unlike a lot of the people in there.
Yeah,
and,
I was working two jobs.
Yeah, so I think you had complained that it was too noisy, so I think some people threw some wet paper towels at you in bed. That was not me.
There were many nights when I would go downstairs to tell people to be quiet, and there were like half strangers and the other half were just people that I did not live there. Like, just, and they would get mad if you tell them to shut up or leave.
Well, now you know what it's like to deal with hecklers. You're already way on.
Oh, right? Yeah, I'm sure it's
they did not
exactly
like to be told
thing.
To stop having fun in their house.
Except it was my house.
Okay, so let's keep this focused on John Forward and how much you're in love
with him.
Oh,
yeah, sorry.
So I've made fun of you. You thought that I threw something at you.
Yeah.
This is cute actually, piles. Just your tormentor. This is a traumatic memories for
you. Oh, and I came home one night and there was a big rager Christmas party that I specifically said, told my roommate not to have, and he did it anyway. And you were showing off your tattoo, and I thought that was really sexy.
Yeah. Yep, getting laughs, showing off tattoos. That was quite the character. But so we were friends for a while there, and there wasn't I wasn't aware of these sexy tattoo feelings. I talked to you a bit on Messenger, I think, from Fredericton.
Yeah.
And there was lots of I was in a relationship with kind of a nutcase and was complaining to the girl on the end of the computer about my my sad situation with this girl, and I don't know, you were very consoling. What do you remember about those Messenger conversations about the crazy girlfriend?
I don't remember a lot about that, about okay. The girlfriend. I had a lot of my own baggage going on at the time. I remember talking about a crack hotbox at a wedding.
What?
Yeah.
Were you in a crack hotbox?
No, I don't really know what the context of it was. And Slim Enstra-Hyman was involved somehow.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't know, we would just joke about stupid scenarios.
Just riffing.
Yeah, but I don't remember a lot about the girlfriend, I don't think.
Okay, maybe that was just in my head that...
No, you probably did, but like at the same time I was...
Probably tuned that out.
Maybe, and I also was like dealing with, like, prior to the guy I was dating before you, there was another two before you. I was dating someone that I didn't have any closure, and I just was. They started talking to me again, and it was like really. And then yeah, there was. There were a couple people I was talking to, and it...
Yeah. Yeah, so we had kind of a... Yeah, no problem. So we had some Messenger talks. I'd come, and when you weren't working, we would all hang out as
yes,
a group. And
I did like when you'd come hang out.
Just chumming it up. I think the first night that I ever... this was probably 2 years into your relationship with Dave, I think. We had gone to see Death from Above 1979 at Taps.
Yeah, I remember that.
Let's take a quick break. You can think about that night, I guess.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that when we come back. Do you want to set up your song selection?
Sure. This is a song by Animal Collective called Fireworks. I like Animal Collective. I just kind of found them tooling around on YouTube, and this doesn't have any particular meaning to it. I just like the song.
All right. It's well, good. We'll hear that in about a minute after some words.
All right.
You're getting rid of some small household items and gently used clothing and just don't know what to do with them? Join Diabetes Canada's Declutter and Donate Challenge, and we'll pick them up for free. Keep your items out of a landfill and help fund diabetes research. You could say what you don't want does a whole lot. Schedule your free home pickup today at declutter.diabetes.ca. That's declutter.diabetes.ca.
Nailed it. Terrified. Nailed it. Terrified. Nailed it. Terrified.
You're listening to 107.3 St. John Ford Radio.
Creepier.
Hi. You're listening to 107.3... St. John Ford Radio.
Nailed it.
Terrifying.
Slowly fade out.
I thought you just cut the
speaker. No, when we turn on the microphones, it cuts the speaker in the room.
Oh. Okay.
So that was some of Fireworks by Animal Collective. Almost 7 minutes long.
John
in total.
Hates my music so much.
I love your words so much. We needed to get back to it. I didn't want to cut it short.
It's okay. I forget how long that song is.
So far, I was expecting it was meant to be and the stars were all aligned, but there's a lot of, I don't know, you were around. I was talking to a lot of people.
Well, that, you gotta remember, that was 15 years ago, and that was like 3 years before,
yeah,
a good 2 years before I started, hanging out with you, really, because we were in a group together, but we weren't,
yeah,
and you were in school.
So the first night I think we hung out, just the two of us, was that, well, there was other people there, but I don't know, for some reason we kind of hung out a bit more on that night. What do you remember about the show at Taps?
I remember, see, I don't remember a lot about that either. I remember when we went to see Creepshow, and I think you get those two mixed up.
Maybe.
Because the night that we went to Creepshow together, I was like, oh, shit, or shoot, I really like John.
No, I think we, I think they were separate nights, because I think my friend Shauna was with me at at the tap show, and she was like, what's the deal
that makes sense.
What's the deal with you and that girl? And I was like, what are you talking about? That's my friend's girlfriend. There's nothing going on.
Yeah, and there might not have been at that point, because nothing really started to go sideways until we were going to the Bucks every weekend.
Yeah, because that night was a little bit frightening, because, you know, I didn't want to get involved in that whole drama situation, so I kind of had locked it down, and the Creepshow thing may have happened after that, but at that point I may have been trying to tamp it back and hide the feelings. Well, but then summer of 2006, I'm finished school and coming back to town. I had a roommate lined up that kind of fell through, so I happened to be talking to old May Wonderful here on Instant Messenger, and hey, maybe me and Dave could just get a bigger place and you could move in with us.
Yeah.
What was your thought process when that suggestion came out?
Oh, I immediately was like, yes, I definitely want you to move in and live with me, because I definitely liked you at this point, because you would come home for the weekends, or maybe you were already living here, and he didn't want to go out and do stuff, which, whatever, you don't have to do what you don't want to do, but I didn't want to sit home, because I was, 23? So we'd go out to the Bucks and just...
Yeah, well, there was lots of...
and be bad.
There was lots of calls where I think that was... It ramped up, definitely, when I moved back for that summer, and we'd already decided to move in together. Yeah. But I think over the years, I'd be in town, and I'd call up the apartment, and he'd just be like, well, Dave's not coming out tonight. And I was like, well, I'm not asking Dave. I'm asking you.
Well, and I think too, that kind of was surprising to me, because you know what I'm like. At the time, I felt that these people were only my friend because they were Dave's friends, right?
And at that point, I wasn't trying to move in on anything. Just wanted to hang out with my friend May. I also wanted to hang out with my friend Dave, but he didn't feel like leaving the house. But I didn't think it was right that you were not allowed to come out also, just because you wanted to stay home and play Warcraft.
Yeah, well, I just started going out anyway and having a good time, having fun. Because we were on Hired Goons then.
Yeah.
That was before, this was all before Facebook and all.
Old none message of that was board. Yet. That's where our beefs used to be.
Yeah.
Draft cycle beefs.
Yeah, that was funny. Because we would go out and just be obnoxious at shows. And we were awful. We'd be so drunk, we'd be falling down and pushing people and just maybe not you bad. So much. I was
never a big raging drinker.
And I had that big cat backpack that was probably really annoying to have bopping around in a pit, or not a pit, but like a crowd. And people would post a picture or make fun of us on Draft Cycle, and then we'd get all super offended.
Two of our friends were like punching each other in the genitals at the show.
Yeah, in a crowded small Elwood.
And I think the hipster contingent on Giraffe Cycle called them frat boys.
Yeah,
they got really upset about
that. Oh, we were very
despite the fact that they were actually in a frat and were technically frat boys.
And were punching each other and just being really dumb. And then the third. That East Coast, what was the East Coast one? There was
East Coast Music Awards.
No, there was a third message board, short lived, and it was Straight Edge Kids. I was on that one. I like that. I get lots of attention on that one.
That's good.
I liked it.
So when you had the idea, there was already like romantic thoughts, because at that point I had kind of deluded myself, like, yeah, that's a good idea.
No, I was totally like, oh yeah, I like this guy and this will be fine and it'll just be fun and cute like a sitcom and nothing bad's gonna happen.
Yeah, so the move was gonna happen, well, Canada Day is when we moved into the apartment together, but for the whole, I'd finished school in May, I think, and came down to St. John. I was living with my grandmother in the Birdland Trailer Park. And, yeah. And we just started hanging out pretty much all the time. In my head, I was... In my head, it was like, you know, getting to know my future roommate. We're going to be spending a lot of time together, so we should hang out. And again, it was... I would have been glad to hang out with both of you, but it just ended up being Dave never wanted to go anywhere, so it was just me and you. And, so...
And you're just funny, and you just cared about what I thought, and... Mm-hmm. I don't know. You were emotionally available.
Right? That's something that's never been said about me before.
Why? Do Pete... Is that...
I think most people don't think that I am emotionally
You're deeply
available.
Emotional. You're sensitive person. Well, people don't see that about you, though, because you are a weirdo.
Well, what do you see that other people don't?
Do you want a specific example from earlier today?
Okay.
Will you be embarrassed?
No.
There was a guy that we met in Portland. A comedian. Do you want me to say it?
Sure.
French accent is what he goes by. And he was just recently on America's Got Talent. And in all the promos, it made it seem like he got three X's and was just axed straight away. This is a spoiler, by the way, for Sunday's America's Got Talent.
Yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. Yeah, but it's still a spoiler.
If anybody watches it, it's the guy with the accordion.
Yeah, we met him and he was really nice. And... yeah, it looked like he was going to lose, and then he won the crowd over, and then because he won the crowd over, Mel B, the Spice Girl, the real one, who's like, she's one of the judges, she rescinded her ex and took it back, and then Howie Mandel agreed, and then there's another judge, but I don't know what her name is, and she also rescinded it, because the crowd was like giving him a standing ovation, and I looked over at John, and he had a single tear rolling down his cheek, because he was really happy, proud of his friend.
Oh.
And that, people don't see that, and you cry at TV shows a lot. You cry at things that make me feel nothing at all.
Well, I'm just a big old crybaby.
You're not a crybaby. You're sensitive, and people don't see that. And I think I always knew that. And you were genuinely interested in things. You didn't think that it was stupid that I liked dolls or that, I don't know.
Yeah, I think, so when we were hanging out, I think when I kind of knew something was up, where... I think an ex of mine was hanging out one night, Cindy, and you were getting really
butthurt about it. That's the same night that I was like, yeah, this is a thing for sure.
Well, tell me about it. What did you see happening? What were you thinking?
Well, we were at the box, and she showed up, and I like her. To this day, I still really like her. I liked her way back when, because I knew her before I knew you. And I don't know, I just remember her like talking to you, and I was drunk, of course, and I just started getting like really jealous because you were paying attention to her. And up to that point, we'd go out and drink and you'd pay attention to me, and I was the one that you'd be talking to and like making laugh and sitting with, and you weren't doing that all of a sudden, and I was really not happy about it.
Yeah.
I was very jealous. And then I was thinking like, oh, wait, this is going to... Eventually, he's going to find somebody who can be that, be what he needs. Like that. And I just was like, oh, this is not
danger
good.
Zone. So,
oh, this was past danger zone by that point.
Yeah, well, and around the same time, there's also some other girl that I was kind of... I don't think... I still, to this day, don't know how romantic of a situation it was. There was no, like, physical stuff, but there was a girl that kind of...
I
was hanging out with, and not really sure...
That wouldn't have worked.
No, not eventually, but I think if I didn't have any other options, I would have given it another go.
I slopped over.
Yeah, so we're getting closer and closer to move-in date, and I'm like, oh, this is gonna be bad news.
And I know, and I think Dave kind of knew something was up too, because the night before we were supposed to move, he said, "I don't want to move. I think this is a bad idea," and I got really mad. I was like, "Why would you wait until the night before to bring this up?" Like, because I kept saying to him, like, is this okay? Are you okay with this? Is this okay? Like, are you all right?
Yeah, so I think at one point, I think like a week or maybe like at least the Wednesday before, I kind of called you and said, hey, we need to,
yeah,
need to talk
you did.
About something.
Yeah, so, you came over.
What do you remember about that?
I remember you coming over and you had it all written out on a piece of paper and you unfolded it and you told me that you really liked me and that you couldn't give me advice about this kind of stuff anymore because you...
Your relationship with Dave was on the decline, and there lots
it was,
of art.
But I should have broken up with him, and that's on me. Like I didn't want to do the hard thing, and that wasn't fair. And I drug him along and hurt his feelings for longer than I had to. Yeah, because no, prior to that, like I did have crushes on people, and it just kind of was fleeting, and I thought that it was a normal thing. But
yeah, so I don't know what I thought was going to come out of that meeting. I thought it was either going to be yet again. There's been many times where just somebody's been nice to me and I kind of catch feelings. And
I was really, I was really happy that you felt the same way, but I was sad too because I was like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah, so I was hoping it would either be like, okay, let's not do this then, or let's do it and do it.
Yeah, so
but it was kind of neither.
I just gave the non-committal answer,
It was, I kind of like you too, but I'm in love with Dave, and I'm not going to leave him. And there was also, I think this was, and I think like 2 days later we had gone out that weekend or something, and I dropped you off at home.
Yeah,
I brought you home, and
that was Creepshow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was out. That was well into to stuff being off the rails. So
yeah,
I'd walked you home and asked if you'd be mad if I kissed you, and he said I don't know, which was not enthusiastic consent, but I did it anyway.
Well, I didn't.
I took what was mine.
No, you were nice.
But it was a nice romantic kiss.
There was
mental fireworks happening. And then 2 days later, moving in with me and her boyfriend.
Oh, dear.
And, lots of flirting behind, sneaky flirting on
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Day. No, that was
bad.
But I think at that point I figured, all right, I'm just going to move in, and I think my plan was I'd wait it out for a couple of months and then find somewhere else to live, and either that would just solve the problem, or maybe you'd get a little taste of life without John Forward and you can't go back. How many days after we moved in did that last?
Pretty sure it was 4 days.
Yeah, so you went out to dinner with your mom.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of what gave you the courage. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I went out with my mom, and she had left my dad, and she was, like, telling us this, and she got a little apartment and just was like, peace out. So after that, I was like, "Oh, I guess that is a thing you can do."
Yeah. So at that, there was a couple of pre-breakup makeouts, but no genital action before that.
Did we do that?
Well, I kissed you the night of the concert, and I think that night when you had decided but hadn't yet pulled the trigger, we had a bit of a made out. No, but we did not sleep together. Not that it matters. No. We had an emotional affair for several months.
Yeah, we did.
We got together and the rest is history, and we're at the end of the show.
Oh, wow.
So,
it turned out okay.
Okay.
For some people. I mean.
Yeah, it's all right sometimes. Happy
anniversary. No, it's really good, and I love you very much, and I'm glad that we took a chance.
Yeah, it was.
And almost committed social suicide.
Yeah, I think there's still some people that look at us differently still 12
years
later.
Yeah, but I mean,
screw those people.
It's worth it.
All right, well, that's a show coming up this Friday, July 6th, extra deluxe edition of No Jokes Barred Deluxe.
We got
Freddie G from New York.
Oh,
headlining.
My goodness gracious.
And Brian Otter and another guy from somewhere, and I still haven't looked it up since last week when I mentioned it. But we've also got Evan Steves and Austin Hill making their debuts.
I've only saw Evan once. That's good.
Yeah. Like so that should be a good show, and I'm going to be hosting. But that's it. This has been St. John Forward Radio.
Wowee.
And let's close out with a little bit of Watch the Sky for Me. And I'll be back next week. Actually, I'm supposed to record a podcast with Freddie G on Saturday to be aired next Monday. So if all works out,
stay tuned.
Check it next week.
Just keep.
But for now,
just keep your radio on for a week.
Watch the sky.
Rest assured, listener, that my time here has not been easy, and what you have just heard was not fiction, although. In many a desperate moment, I most certainly wish it had been. It's over for now, it seems. Or at least, until yesterday begins again. Tomorrow, 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 tomorrow.
The ground, I'll be floating along. Watch the sky for me.